This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A recent lawsuit claims a worker died at Suncor's Commerce City refinery after inhaling toxic gas. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The complaint was filed by the family of Curtis Williams, who worked for an industrial cleaning company based in Texas. In early 2023, Suncor contracted Williams after a cold snap led to malfunctions and closed the facility for nearly 3 months. Then there was a vapor leak while the company tried to restart the facility. The lawsuit claims Williams breathed highly toxic hydrogen sulfide during the incident. His coworkers found him dead in a hotel a week later. Suncor did not immediately respond to the allegations laid out in the lawsuit. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Jim Bishop, the man who built a castle, has died. His creation is one of Southern Colorado's most distinctive tourist attractions. KRCC's Shauna Lewis.
James Roland Bishop began building in the Wet Mountains in 1969. The Pueblo resident initially intended to create a small cottage. He single-handedly labored on weekends, and despite setbacks and challenges, after decades of work, a castle slowly rose from the forested hillside. It stands 165 feet tall and is topped by a metalwork dragon. Bishop was 80 years old. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
I-70 road work at Vail Pass is pausing for the winter. The Colorado Department of Transportation is in the middle of a $300 million project that includes a wider roadway and new bridges. Both existing lanes in each direction will stay open until work resumes next spring. This is CPR News and KRCC.